Episode 1680, Don't Let Circumstances Dictate Your Love.
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Happy day. It is the weekend, which means what? A breath of fresh air and a time to focus on your relationship. Building a marriage, a strong foundation. Don't let circumstances dictate your love. For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, I have to tell you, it has been a really, really long past 3 days. It's been a whirlwind. We just got back off the road from the funeral of my husband's grandfather. And I got to tell you, I am emotionally drained. I'm physically exhausted, but I'm here. And I think that's a really good reminder to all of us that life happens, but we still have to show up. We're not always going to have life, and we're not going to get out of it what we always want out of it, but we're still required to show up. You see, circumstances have a way of edging out what really matters. Don't let circumstances dictate your love. What happens around you affects what happens within you. When you are consistently challenged by external factors, eventually, they affect your internal receptors. You begin seeing things differently, maybe even from a more strained perspective. Your eyes see what your heart can't feel. You reason out questionable circumstances, which lead to actions that don't always jive. This week has been a winding and twisting roller coaster, one that I wish I wasn't on. We had the start of the school year. Oh my goodness, my boys, not so much excited. Anxious, to say the least. Coming off one full week yesterday night, they were like, oh, we get to sleep in tomorrow morning. And yeah, I'm looking forward to it also. Our 26th wedding anniversary we just celebrated. Can you believe it? 26 years. We've been together for over 29 and a half years now and counting. Pretty incredible. A lot has happened in those years. Also this week was the death of Grandpa. And that was, yes, somewhat unexpected. We did not at all have any, you know, idea that he wasn't doing well. And so for us, for our family, it came out of the blue. And then planning the wedding, 8 weeks away now. Oh my goodness, who's counting? I know my daughter is. Then you have all the circumstances which don't really affect you, right? Because it happens to people you care about, so it really does affect you. And you can't forget the full moon. Oh yes, have you looked outside lately? Full moon, gorgeous, beautiful. But another reason for people to be crabby and cranky. All of this is called life. And in life, you can let what happens around you affect what happens within you, especially in marriage. Don't let circumstances dictate your love. Instead, stir your heart. That is your Kiss the Keep It Simple strategy. Stir your heart to stay grounded. With all the stuff that happens around us, and I didn't even mention probably, you know, another 75% of what happens on a regular basis. Those were just major incidences in our lives this past week. Some of it will continue. Other things will come up. I already can hear it from the boys. Oh, Mom, you know, I've got these tests to study for, new papers to write, my daughter starting school the following week. It's just absolutely chaos sometimes. Sometimes it's a good chaos, and it brings smiles and exhilaration and joy. But other times it's like, well, you have to really look for the joy because you just feel like you've been stabbed too many times in the gut. And then you look at your spouse and you're like, wait a minute, where do you fit in? You're asking me to do all of this and I'm exhausted. I'm tired. Yet I still look in your eyes and I'm supposed to love you for better or for worse in sickness and in health. It doesn't matter the circumstances. But unfortunately, a lot of us get caught up in those. And we let that dictate how we love, how we go about loving our spouse. That's wrong on both counts. We're to serve our spouse with unconditional love, even when we're tired. Even when things are going great, and especially when they're going bad. And one way to do that is to stir your heart. Number one, S, savor what matters. Put in perspective what really matters. If you didn't listen to yesterday's episode, go back. Are you doing what really matters? I talk a little bit there about grandpa. But it's also a time of reflection as a woman, what you're doing in your life. Are you doing what really matters, or are you filling all this unrelated stuff? Take a listen to yesterday's episode if you haven't already. Don't dwell in what you can't control. Savor what matters. When we were coming and going for, I don't even want to call it the festivities, really, around Grandpa's passing, but, you know, you have the funeral service, and then you have lunch and dinners, and you have talking and mingling in between, and some of these, you know, people I hadn't even met, let alone haven't had conversations with some of them for years, and it was getting to know them all over again. From a different perspective, in a different circumstances, in a different environment. Also, I'm older. When we got married, my husband and I didn't know all of his family as intimately as I do now over the years. You learn the quirks, the good things, the bad things, the things you're like, seriously, this is really happening. Other things like, wow, that's really cool. But in all of the stuff that happened yesterday, when we had to show up for the funeral service, showing up for the lunch together, showing up for dinner, you had to remove almost all the noise around and look for what really mattered and savoring that and actually sitting on it. Letting your heart rest and saying, yeah, that's what matters because I shed more than a few tears for a man who deserved to be honored by that. And I really tried to focus the entire day with all the hustle and the bustle and sometimes somebody, you know, getting a little hot and heavy, you know, you get little bit strained relationships happening every once in a while. There's tension in there, right? Because people don't know how to handle these kind of emotions. When you lose someone, you're hurting. And you have to know how to let things go and really pinpoint what matters. And so I made it a point yesterday throughout the entire day to really savor what mattered, listening for those stories. Maybe you're caught up in a situation right now. Maybe you and your spouse have been disagreeing, just having fight after fight after fight. For what reason? What are you really fighting about? Stop for a moment. Step back and say, okay, if I don't look at all the fights and disagreements, what really matters? What has mattered throughout that day? Is it that, yeah, that's the man that drives me crazy, but I still love him? Yeah, I don't agree with how he did his laundry and now his underwear is, you know, pink instead of white, whatever the case may be. But does that really matter? Savor what does. Number two, trim off the extra. Get rid of what you don't need. Minimize in order to maximize. Circumstances can make you feel like time stops. A death, a wedding, a birth, a divorce, a separation. All of these types of circumstances are life-changing. And there's times that you feel like, oh my gosh, time stood still. But time keeps on going. So trim off the extra. What really doesn't matter? Get rid of it. Don't let it distract you. Focus on what matters. Savor what matters. Number three, ignite now. We're on the I, by the way. We got the S, the T, and the I. Ignite now. What is the priority for this moment? As I looked in my husband's eyes and saw how he was hurting, he didn't say anything to me. I just saw that there was something missing within him. And honestly, I don't even know that he could express to me what he was feeling at that time. But there was something there within him that said, this isn't where I really want to be right now. It's hard to deal with death. Sometimes we don't know how to express ourselves. And it was in that moment that I knew the way to best love him was by loving his grandmother and taking care of her. Being there in conversation, listening to her, holding her hand, singing Amazing Grace by her side. That's what touched my husband's heart. It wasn't me necessarily snuggling up next to him and telling him how awesome his grandpa was or how I was going to miss him. Yes, those are all great things. But there was a way that I could serve him more and show him my love by looking at what was a priority in the moment. Ignite now. And finally, number four, R, remember daily. You must remind yourself of the good, not the bad, not the ugly. That's going to come way too much, way too often. Count your blessings. See the good in the bad. Look for it. It may not be obvious. Yeah, you may be in a really heated argument and disagreement right now with your spouse, but I guarantee you, if you look hard enough, you will find gold somewhere wrapped up in all that crap. You'll find it, but you have to look for it. Also say a prayer. When you remember daily, there's just something about saying, Lord, I don't know. I don't have this. I don't know how I'm supposed to respond. I don't know what I'm supposed to do. But open up my heart. Open up my mind. Open up my eyes to see what you want me to see. Ask for help so you can remember daily. You don't have to do it by yourself. And if you do have people around you that are in a good place, ask them too for help. Lean on them. Ask them to help stir your heart, to pray for you. Life is not easy. It is very tough. I know when I lay my head on the pillow, sometimes my exhaustion actually keeps me up longer. And my mind just keeps going and going and going. And I take myself back to conversations I had over the past couple of days. I replay them. Or I'll, you know, rewind all the way back to a situation that is a memory that I'm trying to recall specifically. When we have a roller coaster of circumstances. And unfortunately, a lot of us do. You might be just getting ready to send your kids off to school next week. A lot of people are starting next week and the following week. It's exciting, but it's also stressful on you, right? As a parent, as a grandparent, as an aunt, as an uncle, as a mentor. It's stress that weighs upon you. All of this to say, it's okay to be exhausted. It's okay to be mentally burnt. It's okay to be just physically like, I'm done. I don't think I can go any further. And you know what? I got to say no to this, this, and this because I know my spirit needs this. Give yourself permission so you can stir your heart. Because you see what happens is if we don't stay grounded and we don't allow our heart to be stirred, it becomes what? Hardened. And it begins to fill up with all the bad. And there's no good that comes in to flush it out. You can think of it kind of like a detox, how our kidneys and liver works. Our body needs that too. Our mind and our heart. You got to stir your heart. Don't let the little things cloud what really matters. Don't let the circumstances dictate your love, how you love your spouse. Some things, honestly, just aren't their fault. I know you want to press blame and put blame somewhere. I get it. And it's easy to do it on your spouse, but you can't always do that. Some things just happen because they do. It's out of your control. It's out of your spouse's control. So let go, give it up, and stir your heart. If you are at all struggling in your marriage and you need some marriage coaching, you're like, I don't even know where to begin. I got stuff happening and it's more baggage than I have joy. Click on the link, take aim in the show notes. I have a free gift for you. It's a coaching call with me. We all need someone to champion beside us. It would be an honor to do that for you. It's a free coaching call. If you've never experienced it, hey, don't be afraid. I know, I've been there. And I'm like, I don't know if this is something I really want to do. But I promise you that the reward is far beyond any nerves that you're feeling now, any anxiety that you may have. Click on that link and that will begin our conversation. I don't know what's happening in your life right now as you hear my voice. But I want you to know that I am praying for you. I don't know every circumstance. I don't know every need. But you see, I don't have to know that because God does. But I am praying for you. Because you're not doing life alone. And the circumstances that you're in right now, this too shall pass. You're going to get through it all. And it will be amazing on the other side. Lessons will be learned. But in the midst of all of it, you want to make sure that you and your spouse are communicating. You want to make sure there's open dialogue, that your heart is not hardening. You want to stir your heart. Don't let circumstances dictate your love. Go out today, live, love, and impact. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Get a lot of rest this weekend. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.